Before the financial markets started to head south, lots of investors were riding high. The good times on Wall Street, coupled with the spread of online trading firms, had turned many investors into day traders. They were buying and selling the way only professionals had been able to do. Over the last 12 months, the market's nosedive has caused a lot of amateurs to drop out, but a group of diehards is still going strong, NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Greg Windham's basement feels more like a hunting lodge than a day trader's office. A deer head mounted to the wall is surrounded by a lifetime of framed bragging rights.
Over here, and that's a picture of a fox I shot when I was a kid. This is a picture of me.
The bear market has made a lot of active traders gun-shy, but for 28-year-old Windham, who lives in Chantilly, Virginia, the techniques he's mastered as a hunter are keeping him in business as a day trader.
I trade the reality of what I see, and it applies in hunting, too. You go out there, and, you know, you don't try to go approach with all these complicated tactics. You just, you know, you hunt what you see. You react to what you see. You don't try to predict. You just kind of react.
And react quickly. Windham's livelihood is determined each day by a few split-second decisions. Sitting at his desk, four computer screens flash with moving graphs, each tracking a particular stock. He studies small gyrations intensely. Overall, all the stocks he's watching are in the tank, a problem for their long-term investors, but irrelevant to Windham, who's learned prices don't fall off in a straight line. They fall, then rise a bit, before dropping off again. Today, he sees it coming. At 10:12, he executes a buy, and at 10:14, he sells.
And I bought it about 7.75 and sold it right over $8 a share, right in that little bounce right there. And that doesn't sound like, it doesn't look like much on that chart, but it was about, it was 5/16 profit on 1,000 shares. So that was a quick $300 for that day. And that was, I'm very happy making $200 or $300 a day in this market.
This market has driven a lot of traders out, mainly hordes of amateur investors who were intrigued by the novelty of online access to markets and the pull of the bull market. Day trading brokerages popped up around the country, capitalizing on the enthusiasm and opening accounts for people with little or no experience. Newcomers like Sandra Harlicker of San Diego fell fast.
Well, I saw an advertisement on CNBC by a company called Alltech, and they promised to teach one everything one needed to know to be successful in the market. So I took their very expensive course, which lasted over a weekend, and went into the office and try to do what they taught us, only that I discovered that what they taught us was totally inadequate. And I realized very quickly that I didn't know what I was doing.
Harlicker argues a few people seem to have a knack for making the split-second decisions needed in day trading, but most didn't.
99% of people in that room were losing money. As far as I'm aware, there was only one person who was making money, and he was one of the people who owned the office and had been a broker for 15 years.
The company, Alltech, is still in business, but eventually closed down that San Diego office. Bill Lauterbach, who heads the Electronic Traders Association, a trade group for day trading firms, says he's not surprised that so many amateurs lost their shirts and predicts companies that cater to them won't last.
If you're a firm that will open up an account for anyone who walks in the door with $25,000, you're not going to be in business very long. So, you know, our customers are very serious professionals that most of whom I've traded before, either as a professional trader at a brokerage firm or they've been an active trader online.
And it seems these online investors who wanted to notch it up a level have helped hold the number of day traders steady. Surprisingly, even in this bear market, there are still about 50,000 traders, roughly the same number as a year and a half ago. So why are so many still at it? Well, remember that small bounce Greg Windham was waiting for? This volatile market has offered up a lot of them. Scott Appleby is an analyst with Roberts & Stephens, a division of Fleet Boston.
Actually, in the last few weeks where we saw the NASDAQ rise up to 2,800, now it's back to 1,800. So, you know, if you were able to catch that rise and catch that fall, like I know someone who was able to make $600,000 in February, and clearly it's no surprise.
And it's also no surprise that for every big winner, there's a loser too, probably out there swearing off day trading. Turnover in this business is very high. Appleby estimates about 20% of those who try day trading give it up within a year. But there's a certain lure that keeps a steady stream of new recruits.
It's fast money. It's exciting. You can make a lot of money. Clearly, you can lose a lot of money. There's an element of gambling, which human nature has shown a proclivity for. So while we're going to forever see some fall out because they lose their capital investment, you'll always find more and more people entering.
Many of those who stick with trading have adjusted their expectations. For Greg Windham, he's no longer counting on retiring at 30, but he's clearing about $1,000 a week, enough to live the way he likes.
Everyone's got a unique story. Every trader does. And mine was I wanted to find a job that could allow me to make a relatively good living and be able to leave whenever I wanted to travel, since my passion in life really is traveling. So, and this is it, and it's working so far. It's great.
In a few weeks, Windham will leave day trading behind for a couple of months as he travels through Alaska. He doesn't know exactly when he'll come back, and that's the best part. He doesn't need to. After all, he has no vacation days to trek and no boss awaiting his return. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.